Vrbo last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can easily get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. No need for months of planning. In fact, you can't even plan pow. Pow is on its own schedule. Thankfully, somewhere in the world, it's always snowing. All you have to do is use the last-minute filter on the app to book a last-minute deal on a slope-side private rental home. Book now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Calm and Confident, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk and a whole lot of pep. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with grace under pressure. Now, let's be honest, adversity is kind of like the ultimate houseguest. Unexpected, unwelcome, and always crashing our chill. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than you can catch them? You know that feeling when everything seems to go wrong at once, deadlines looming, traffic jams turning into parking lot nightmares, and your phone battery dying right when you need it most? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, friends. Stoicism isn't about becoming some emotionless robot. It's about finding that inner calm, that unshakable center, even when the world feels like it's spinning out of control. It's about accepting what we can't change and focusing our energy on what we can. So, how do we actually cultivate the stoic calm in the face of adversity? Let me break down 5 key takeaways that will help you become a master of your own emotions. 1. Recognize the controllables. Listen up. This is huge. We can't control everything life throws our way, traffic jams, annoying coworkers, even the weather though, wouldn't it be nice? But what we can control is how we react to those things. It's like that old saying. You can't always choose your circumstances, but you can choose your attitude. 2. Practice mindfulness. Think of mindfulness as a mental workout. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell? This simple act can ground you and help you stay calm amidst chaos. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Ever notice how our thoughts have a way of spiraling out of control when things get tough? Stoicism teaches us to challenge negative thoughts and reframe them in a more positive light. Instead of thinking, this is a disaster, try saying, okay, this is a challenge. What can I learn from it? 4. Embrace the discomfort. You know that feeling when you step outside your comfort zone? It's scary. That stoicism teaches us that growth happens when we embrace discomfort. When things get tough, instead of shrinking back, see it as an opportunity to build resilience and become stronger. 5. Seek wisdom from others. We're not meant to go through this journey alone, folks. Connecting with wise mentors, friends, or even just listening to inspiring podcasts like this one, of course, can provide invaluable support and guidance when you need it most. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're in the middle of a crucial presentation at work, your heart is pounding, and suddenly, your slides freeze. Disaster, right? But hold on, remember our 5 key takeaways. First, you can control your reaction. Take a deep breath, remember that you've prepared well, and focus on delivering your message with confidence. You know what they say, the show must go on. Second, practice mindfulness. Feel the air on your skin, hear the audience's breaths, and ground yourself in the present moment. Third, reframe your thoughts. Instead of panicking, think this is a chance to showcase my problem-solving skills. 4. Embrace the discomfort. It's okay to feel nervous. Channel that energy into passion and conviction. And lastly, seek support from colleagues who are there to help. Remember, adversity isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about how we navigate them. By incorporating these stoic principles into our daily lives, we can cultivate a sense of calm and confidence that allows us to not only survive, but thrive in the face of any obstacle. So, my friends, take what you've learned today, put it into action, and show the world what you're made of. I want to hear your stories. Share your wins, big or small, on social media using #calm and confident. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps others find this little corner of wisdom in their own lives. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.